I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Glenda Jackson is remarkable as King Lear on Broadway, as was expected. Her diction is gorgeous. Her baritone delivery enlarges the beauty of Shakespeare's text, and the rasp in her voice befits the sound of a foolish old king descending into mental darkness. Jackson's slight figure and meticulous movements also reflect the sadness of a royal no longer able to lead. Other actors also shine, particularly Jane Houdyshell, who builds a clear, convincing character of the maligned and attacked Earl of Gloucester. That's the good news about director Sam Gold's confused and confusing King Lear production, which includes an affecting background score by Philip Glass, performed with precision by an onstage string quartet that distracts from the text and sometimes overwhelms it. Ruth Wilson plays Lear's fool, an important role so muffled in the sound design, you know she's delivering one of the character's many witticisms, but you don't know what she's saying. One cast member has a hearing impairment, so some actors use sign language in dialogue to each other, but that's a head-scratcher because the reason's never explained. At a late preview performance, many balcony seats were empty. Perhaps this King Lear isn't the box office hotcake it was thought to be. It's at the Court. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.